Now, the rest of the story. Somebody stole the Miserere? Stole it from the famous Sistine Chapel in Rome, the penitential psalm? Allegri's Miserere, the most sacred of music, never to be played outside the church, and it was stolen? It was 1769. You don't look for clues in such a crime, you listen for them. In fact, it was not known that the soul-stirring composition had been removed from the chapel until somebody heard it played in a public performance by a 14-year-old boy. Now, this is the rest of the story. The performance of the stolen sacred Miserere had been entirely unannounced, so there was no way for church authorities to prevent it. The boy had played a recital. When asked for an encore, he sat down and played the solo portion of the Miserere. The audience sat stunned and then stirred uneasily, but then, lost in the magnificence of the music, they listened until it was finished. Then, of course, the storm broke. Word got back to the Vatican that the sacred psalm had been performed in a vulgar public place. Pope Clement XIV demanded to see the culprit. And into his presence was ushered this 14-year-old boy. The Pope demanded that the stolen score be handed over immediately, but then he learned that the boy had not stolen any manuscript of the music. A few weeks previous, while sitting in an inconspicuous corner of the Sistine Chapel in Rome, the boy had been carried away by the great music of the organ, and he had hurried home and labored through the night to reproduce the sounds in his own head, to reproduce the score of what he had just heard. And when morning came, it was done, and there he had on paper and by his own pen this most sacred music, the performance of which was absolutely forbidden outside the church. He knew that. It was just an impulse, he confessed, which had inspired him to play the Miserere as an encore in a public place. He had played sacred music in a forbidden place. He knew it. In fear and humility, the lad was prepared to accept whatever punishment or penance the Pope might decree. Well, nobody can know what considerations may have moved Pope Clement in that hour. Perhaps that the lad was but 14. Or that the music had not been physically removed from the chapel. Perhaps it was that the Pope remembered that the literal translation of Miserere is, "Have mercy." And then more than this, apparently by some great insight, he knew that a boy stood at the crossroads and that the hand of fate, if too inflexible at this point, might extinguish the fire of genius in a lad who could capture a whole composition in his head. Maybe he saw in the boy who had not wanted to be bad a man who had to be great. For not only did Pope Clement withhold the thunders of the Vatican, but he promptly set aside the criticism of the streets by conferring upon the young musician the honor of Knight of the Golden Spur. The 18th century ultimately knelt at that boy's feet, and ultimately the world paid homage to the man that boy became. For you see, his name was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And now you know the rest of the story.